Barbosa to pressure from Antifa for showing Harry Potter video game, censorship, good luck with that. By Amy Furr on March 5, 2023. A bar in Sacramento did not fight back after being criticized for showing a Harry Potter video game during business hours. A leftist Twitter account with ties to Antifa blasted the Streets Pub and Grub, Outkick reported Saturday. Sacramento pub at Streets Midtown issued an apology after far-left extremists affiliated with hashtag Antifa complained about the pub displaying gameplay from Hogwarts Legacy, which is set in at JK_Rowling's Harry Potter world. The extremists call the game racist, anti-Semitic and transphobic. Journalist Andy Ngo wrote in a social media post on Friday. In a subsequent post, Ngo said Pride was a riot. Sacramento is the same group involved in organizing violent direct actions against women and praising hate crime attacks. At Streets Midtown appears to be deferential to them after they complained about the Hogwarts Legacy gameplay video. On February 23, the pub said it was sorry for what happened, adding that in the future, we will make sure to be more careful. Our staff has been informed to closely monitor requests from customers on what to put on our TVs. If you ever feel uncomfortable or unsafe, please tell our staff and we will be there to help you and remove the problem. All of us stand by the LGBTQIA+ community and there is no room for racism or bigotry here, the pub concluded. Some of the establishment's followers criticized its reaction, and one person issued a warning by saying, "Censorship. Good luck with that, Streets. Their list of demands will continue." What are you implying about the customers who were enjoying the Hogwarts game? Another commented. It was not the first time Hogwarts Legacy has been attacked, thanks to its connection to author J.K. Rowling, who has defended women and biological females, per Outkick. In February, Rowling was reportedly not worried about the impact the transgender controversy may have on her legacy, saying whatever. I'll be dead, Breitbart News reported. I do not walk around my house, thinking about my legacy. You know, what a pompous way to live your life walking around thinking, what will my legacy be? Whatever, I'll be dead. I care about now. I care about the living, she explained.